Thursday. Well, as promised, we were talking about this earlier. Of course, the Silverado will be hosting the Safeway Open again this year, coming up October 1st through the 7th. And live on the phone with us this morning, it's my friend Jeff Sanders. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm rocking this morning. I know you are, too. Of course, you're always rocking.
Well, that's how we like to start the day, sir. Hey, listen, I've already seen what's happening, and I didn't say a word because I'm saving it for you, of course. But I'm sitting here. I was telling everybody, wait till I tell you. I'll tell you. After Jeff tells me I can say something, we'll talk about it. Of course, you're bringing back Phil Mickelson. So the golf, of course, and the two-time defending champ, Brendan Steele. So they'll be kind of headlining the event. But the concert series has now bumped up another level.
Well, we're excited about it. You know, Bobby, as you know, our model has always been food, wine, music, and golf. And this year, our three shows, as you said, announced this morning, are Sammy Hagar on Thursday night, Young the Giant Friday night, and Billy Idol Saturday night.
Yes!
And, you know, we're just excited about this because what we've learned is that from Bottle Rock and from all the events that we've put on so far at the Safeway Open, the people love rock and roll, and they love that indie music as well. So I think we got a great lineup. I hope you would agree.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? No, that's a phenomenal lineup, for sure. And let's just make the point of tickets start at $30. Can you imagine that? For the golf and the concert.
Yeah, one ticket buys it all. You know, for $30, you come in the gate, as you and I have talked the last couple of years, and you watch Phil Mickelson, and we'll have more announcements on some players coming this year, a little bit closer to the tournament. But, you know, you watch the best golf in the world, and then you stay after Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and listen to Hagar, Young the Giant, and Billy Idol those three nights, all for $30. So, as we've said since day one, you know, Bob Miller at Albertson Safeway has told me, we want to be the most affordable ticket on the PGA Tour, which we are.
Yes.
We want to have the most value, which we think we do.
So
we don't charge, we don't charge any upgraded tickets or cover charges to get into anything. Once you pay $30, Bobby, you're in, and it's just, you know, from dawn to dark. So it's a full blown day and a full blown week.
And I know you're always humble about this. 100% of the ticket sales support fire relief in the Napa Valley. You're not even doing it for the money. You're giving up all the ticket receipts. Way
That's
to share
right.
the love.
You know, well, I mean, that was, you know, as we all know, not to look back. We always want to look forward. And I'm amazed, by the way, not being from Napa, but visiting Napa frequently, I'm amazed at the positive attitude of the people in Napa. You know, after the fires hit so, you know, devastating on last year on our Sunday night at the Safeway Open. But again, it's back to Bob Miller saying, Jeff, let's give all of our ticket sales to the concerts and the golf back to help out. And I said, well, that'd be awesome. I said, you know, I've never heard of such a thing where a professional sporting event gave not just one day or one night, but the entire week.
Right.
They're doing it. So, and you know, the story there is, you know, they came to the rescue. We came to the rescue right after the tournament and delivered a little over $1 million as soon as we could to the area.
Yep.
And then there was more dollars delivered. But I think at the end of the day, whatever we can all do to help wherever we can, it's part of why we're doing what we're doing, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You were part of our disaster. I mean, you were just as much a part of it as we were because you were here when it went down and you literally lost one of the most famous pictures from our disaster is of one of your stages actually catching fire on the golf course.
Yeah, we lost a lot. We lost everything behind number 17. We lost three or four of those great big, you know, semi-trailers that were parked there to help us out with food and water during the week. And we lost a couple of Lexus courtesy cars or hole-in-one cars on the par threes. And there was millions of dollars of damage. You know, thank God we had the insurance to help us out there. But at the end of the day, 10:30 Sunday night, you know, we were celebrating a successful week and giving a couple $1 million to charity from the tournament last year. And all of a sudden, we all smelled smoke there at the resort and looked up on the hill, and you know what we saw. And
yep.
The wind was howling, you know, 60, 70, who knows what, miles an hour towards the resort. God love the superintendent who turned on all the sprinklers and kept the golf course wet. But, you know, it was brutal. And we just all ran for our cars and headed downtown to the Westin Hotel, who opened their arms, let all of our people in, and we found a room for them. But never forget it. It was unbelievable, and we did live it for sure. And so our memories are good. We're moving on. In golf terms, we're playing the next hole. But
yes,
at the end of the day, you know, we got to honor, you know, as much as we can, you know, try to be helpful.
Well, I think you've covered that with 100% of the ticket sales going to fire relief to continue to help us heal. So thank you very much for doing that, Jeff. And
no, you're welcome.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. So the contest comes up here. It's a Safeway Open presented by Chevron, October 1st through the 7th, 2018. You can get tickets and information at SafewayOpen.com. Can you buy your tickets now?
You can buy them right now.
You can buy them right now.
People are buying them. It's really fun to see. I'm watching it on my computer, believe it or not. Yeah, people are driving in and buying tickets. And, you know, it's going to be exciting, those concerts and the golf. We'll announce some more great players coming in from the golf side as we get closer. The guys don't make all the decisions, but I got to give a great big shout-out to Phil Mickelson committing this early to play 3 years in a row. He'll be coming from the Ryder Cup. He's going to make the Ryder Cup team. He'll be in Paris, ending on Sunday, flying from Sunday all the way to Napa to be ready to go on Monday at
wow.
the Safeway Open. Yeah,
oh, I
pretty
hope
amazing.
That's a long flight. Hopefully he's getting sleep in his pod. Yeah.
Well, it's his own plane, so he'll be all right.
Oh, he'll have his own. Oh, that's right.
Don't feel too sorry for him.
No, Katie, you're right. Huge rock star. He'll be sleeping in his bed on his plane. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. We look forward to we'll hear from you as we get closer and closer, and you can give us some updates, and then at some point you come in and see me, right?
Yeah, I would love to, and thanks so much for the wonderful partnership with everybody at the station and yourself personally. So thanks, Bobby. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You take care, and we'll talk very soon. Well, there you have it. Jeff Sanders giving us the update on the Safeway Open.
Safeway Open, presented by Chevron, returns to Napa at the Silverado Resort and Spa October 3rd through the 7th. World Golf Hall of Famer Phil Mickelson and two-time defending champion Brendan Steele headline the field at the PGA Tour's season opener. When the golf ends, the music begins. The Safeway Open Concert Series kicks off on Thursday night with Sammy Hagar. Friday night features Young the Giant, and Saturday night, don't miss Billy Idol live from the Chevron stage. Daily tickets start at just $30 and include access to golf and concerts. New this year, 100% of ticket sales support fire relief right here in the Napa Valley. For tickets and information, visit SafewayOpen.com.